16, going 1-6, going into the bye. What's the message you want the guys to go into the bye with?
Well, we got to keep grinding. Obviously, we've had a tough start. We've lost some key players, but they're not gonna make it easy for us. No team, so we got to just keep finding ways to get better. Kind of, I think the game plan these last couple weeks was trying to keep the game close, get into the fourth quarter, try to make a couple big plays. We just didn't quite hit those big plays. Didn't convert on some third and manageables today. But we gotta get better with the guys we got and find a way to execute.
Since you didn't get them a big plays, how did you find the timing, obviously, with receivers that you haven't worked with a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the receivers did a good job, going against good defense, some good corners. And so, I thought they, had a couple opportunities. I got to do a better job hitting them on some things. So that just comes with keep practicing in the games. Practice is one thing. Games are always going to be different timing. I thought there was a couple of good things, but obviously need to improve.
Talk about the team trying to stay positive. How are you personally dealing with being out there and nothing's working? How do you keep?
Well, just keep. Yourself? Yeah, keep finding ways. We got to keep being creative in the meeting rooms and finding out how we're going to be able to get completions, move the ball, get first downs. And so we got to keep brainstorming and find ways where we can put our guys in the best position for them to be successful and the team to be successful.
Do you feel like you can do more even with some of the challenges you're facing personally with personnel?
Yeah, definitely. Can definitely play better, make some plays. Close on a couple of plays today. Early on had one down the field to TK that Sherman knocked away. Had Evan on the scramble that. Went out of bounds. So, there's a couple of plays like that we can maybe hit, and it's a different ball game.
Last week, we were able to run the ball strongly against Denver. Why didn't that translate this week in the same manner against the Seahawks?
Well, that's week to week. Going against a good defense. Seahawks, they're good. They always have a guy, extra guy in the box. And so, we were hoping we could break a few or just be consistent with it. Last week, we broke a couple big ones. This week we just didn't quite break some, but we got to some third and very manageable situations, and whether we tried to run it or pass, we just didn't execute well enough.
Eli, what would be hard over the bye, just kind of not to give Serbia lost the 1-6 record and just realize kind of all the stuff that went wrong this season that had so much high expectation?
Well, I think obviously we'll look at what we're doing and look at our situation, but I think we'll also try to figure out how we can be better, how we can be, just figure out how we can get some wins. We still got a lot of football games left, and each day it's each week it's about preparing to get a win that next week.
How big of a difference is losing today versus winning?
Because if you
go into the bye on a 2-week win streak,
was
there a feeling that you could go on a run and still do a
9-7
make the playoffs? And does this loss change that?
Well, I don't think it changes your preparation for each and every game. You got a mindset. You got to win the next game, and that's all we can do. That's all we can worry about is prepare tails off, go in there and fight each and every week and try to get a win.
Evan's being relied on a lot. How do you like how he's developing?
Yeah, I think Evan's done a good job, and making some plays. Had a couple of nice plays today where he's able to get open underneath and run after the catch. So we got to keep finding ways to give him the ball.
You had an end around that first possession in the third quarter. It looked like Shane went, I don't know if he went the right way or not, but the motion, the back end, the receiver went the same motion. Is that by design?
Yeah, that's by design. We've run that before and have had success. You kind of get a lead blocker with the back, and just didn't work out today.
The ball to TK, did you get the ball you wanted into that ball?
Yeah, I thought, it was one of those, a scramble drill, and I thought, it's hard when he's kind of just started running, and but obviously I could have put a little bit more on it, but thought I threw the right type of pass, just Sherman was able to get a hand on it.
Back to the mood of the team. You talked about just remaining positive. Do you feel like you need to do anything different? These guys might just really start going away with losing, obviously feel good, checking out or spiraling in a really negative way?
Well, I think obviously just you know, having great preparation, playing well, you know, winning a football game. It can help the morale. And so, obviously, last week to this week, it helped getting that win. And, you know, we got to just, you know, play it week by week. But, obviously, getting wins and playing well, being in games, will help the morale.
Not to point to one specific play, but does the missed field goal take a little bit out of the sails?
You know, you like to have, you know, like to get that, just to, you know, get the game back tied, I think, at that point. But you know, that happens. We knew, you know, we knew they were a fourth quarter team, that they played really well in the fourth quarters, and their offense got rolling. So you know, we had to, you know, kind of you know, either outscore them in the fourth quarter or have a lead going in. And you know, sure enough, they were able to make some plays in the fourth quarter, and we were not.
Is there any concern or worry that as the season progresses that preparation intensity is going to start to wane?
Well, we can't afford that. So we got, you know, it won't on my end, and I'll do everything I can to make sure our you know, offensively, defensively, everybody's, you know, grinding, working, and doing everything they can to put us in a situation to win.
How do you stay optimistic? How do you stay positive?
Well, you know, we got a job. We got some young guys. We got some new guys. We got to get them up to speed. So just, you know, working with them, talking with them, getting on the same page, and you know, it's gonna be a challenge. You know, it's gonna be a great challenge each and every week, and you got to accept that and embrace it. It's a different situation. You know, just the game plan, just the kind of having a. You know, I don't know if there's been a, I don't know what I threw for in the first half. You know, I didn't have many passing attempts or yards. You know, just it's a different, you know, type of game offensively that we're playing than we had kind of the mindset early on with the amount of explosive players that we felt we had. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get Shepherd back and, you know, get a few guys. I know we lost a few guys on the offensive line, get some guys back and be able to make some plays.